listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. This is Extra Tonal, and I'm Garen Fitzgerald. Sending in you listeners out there, you wonderful people, a pre-recorded episode. And I apologize for that. I'm currently in Seoul, South Korea. Actually, I believe at the time that you'll be listening to the show, I may be in the air on my way back to Canada from South Korea. But either way, in no position to be in the booth tonight. So I hope you will accept this humble offering this hour. I know I had fun putting it together. And thank you, Matt, from the other note in the previous hour, for coming up with this week's extra other tonal note theme of space. Exciting. Yeah, we started off the night with Wendy Carlos, a little on the nose, using a couple of tracks from her album Digital Moonscapes. Moved on to a couple of, I don't know, I felt like these last two tracks I just played were more of like a mental exploration from Makoto Kawabata and Aphex Twin. So we had Tai from Inui and Tha from Selected Ambient Works 85 to 92. Yeah, I don't know. Every time I listen to Aphex Twin and when I was listening to Makoto there, I was kind of, yeah, I mean, like, Makoto, I was thinking of a lot of anguish and frustration and how sometimes you just want to go into a room and scream, but you're still also kind of chill. You're like, I understand why these things are happening, but, and you just, you know, you want to make some wonderful drones and yell out some sounds and get scratchy and piercing and I guess kind of like passive-aggressively angry at your neighbors by making their evening a horror movie. Yeah, I don't know. You do you. I do me. But an Aphex Twin, like, I don't know, just the way that they, just the rhythms get going and the sounds, like the way they do, I don't know. I always love imagining, like, what's the kind of gear they're using, how they're doing it. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm hoping to get into that kind of thing myself in the coming days. Been playing around with some things, so we'll see what happens there. But, yeah, coming up next, we're going to take a bit of a shift here. Brian Eno did kind of a neat album years ago in 2003 where he was just messing around with, like, math and bells. So I'm taking a track from his album, Bell Studies for the Clock of the Long Now. We're going to listen to Deep Glass Bells with Harmonic Clouds. And they're going to move over to someone I played on here before, Carolee Coverdale. Sorry. A couple of tracks from Changes in Air, Oriri, and Curve Traces of Held Space. And here they come on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Garen Fitzgerald. This is Extra Tonal. Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and we're about getting ready to wrap up this hour of difficult listening here at Extratonal, doing our every other week version, which is the Extra Other Tonal Note. Matt's theme this week being space. So hopefully you got to hear his hour before this, doing the other notes, or I guess this week the extra other. He's the vowels and the consonants. Yeah, what is that? Extra other tonal note. There we go. Yeah. Scintillating. Yeah, we just heard Brian Eno, his album Bell Studies for the Clock of the Long Now from 2003, where he did a bunch of math and played with bells. And yeah, we just listened to the track Deep Glass Bells with Harmonic Clouds. And yeah, that's Brian Eno's good for like meditative, getting in your headspace and figuring out, like, you know what? Everything's going to be okay. It's going to be chill. It's going to be fine. We're going to be relaxed. We're going to have a good time. We're going to do our music in airports, and we're going to play with our bells, and we're going to do some zoning out to long, dulcet tones of the synthesizer. Yep. Brian Eno's good for that. And yeah, Carol Lee Coverdale, Changes in Air, ODD, Curve Traces of Held Space. I love what she does there with electronic instruments and acoustic instruments, doing that electroacoustic modern composition work. I got time for that all day long. But we don't have time for anything all day long, in fact. We only have a couple of minutes left here before I get into the last track of the night, which is going to be from High Plains, Song for a Last Night, off the album Cinderland. And this is another artist I've played before on the show, but I'm not sure I played this track. I can't remember if I played his entire album or if I just skipped around it. Either way, it's worth listening to again. And this one, this is the perfect thing for the end of the day. Basically feels like you're on some dude's porch listening to him jamming with a friend. And, you know, what could be better than that? Other than sticking around on CJSF for Girly So Groovy from 10 to 12, Scream Therapy at 12:30, and all that good programming that happens overnight for you night owls. And if you're not going to be here for the night owl shift, come on back in the morning. We got you covered. Don't you worry about that. But yeah, this is the end of another episode of Extra Tonal. Or the Extra Other Tonal Note. I'm Garen Fitzgerald. This has been the second hour of an exploration of space through jazz with Matt and modern, classic, contemporary, classical, and adjacent music with me. Singing you out, Song for a Last Night from the album Cinderland, High Plains. Have a good one. Thank you.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby.